I'm David Barron. This is The World. For today's Geo Quiz, we were looking for a Greek island named after a mythical figure who flew too close to the sun. That figure is Icarus, and we're going to get the name of the island from a chef with a personal connection to the place.
I'm Diane Kachilis. I grew up in New York. I'm a Greek American, or an American of Greek descent. I moved back to Greece 17 years ago with my husband, who was actually born there. We set up house in Athens, but we spend a lot of time in a very small place, which is actually our ancestral village. The name of that place is Ikaria.
That's Ikaria. Diane Kochilis specializes in Greek and Mediterranean cuisine. She runs a cooking school out of her house on the island.
What we offer the people who come to visit us is an experience in a Greek village that's been very much untouched by most things in the Western world. It's still very much the way it's always been. We take people to local farms and we make cheese with them at home, and we go to some local winemakers. And one of the highlights is that it's simply a walk down to the water, and you're sitting in something that Hippocrates wrote about 3,000 years ago. The food tradition is simple. It's an island cuisine, which means that there are a lot of vegetables. The island is very well known. It has one of the longest longevity rates in the world. And a lot of that has to do with the traditional diet. A lot of vegetables and beans, olive oil, just very seasonal ingredients, very little meat, and the most amazing honey you can ever taste. It's a very pristine place. It's a very green island, so we get a lot of there's a lot of pine honey on the island. And there's a wonderful local honey that comes from heather. The bees are feeding off heather blossoms. And it's absolutely delicious. And the local beekeepers are the first to tell you that it's also extremely therapeutic. It's very good for you.
Tips for healthy eating from Chef Diane Kochilis. She runs a cooking school on the Greek island of Ikaria, which is the answer to our Geo Quiz today.